Hello.
Is Terry there?
Just a second.
Thank you.
Terry.
Hello.
How'd I get out to where y'all are at?
Oh, man.
This is a fella that sells bird dogs.
Oh, man, I'll tell you what, I ain't got a bird dog. All I've got is a bunch of dang old cull beagles.
Well, I guarantee you, I bought one of you cull bird dogs. I done it.
What's going on?
Well, I tell you what's going on is I got a bad bird dog from you.
Oh, heck.
Well, it wasn't from you. It was from an old boy that bought one from you.
Who's that?
I was down there. Well, hell, I don't know. I was down there at Cook's Restaurant down there at Shodo a couple of weeks ago. I was having a shrimp dinner and a cup of coffee. And he had this bird dog out in the back of his pickup truck, and I was admiring it. And the old boy thought he'd just sell it to me. And I offered him $300 for it, and I bought it.
Hell of a deal.
Well, I tell you what, it wasn't a very good deal at all, because the damn dog won't fetch nothing but sticks and other dogs' droppings.
Well, that's a hell of a deal.
I ain't never had anything like it happen to me.
I'm telling you, that's the damnedest thing I ever heard of.
And I thought I'd call up there and get my money back. Well, and I can't find no boy, but I got your number, and I just thought I'd come over and just whoop your ass. Well,
you better get on down here then.
Well, listen, you're selling rent dogs down there. You ought to have your ass whooped.
We got a square off place here somewhere.
Guarantee you, every time that dog points at something, he gets excited. He wets himself.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
Well, damn, I tell you what, it sounds to me like you got a hell of a deal.
Well, I ain't got no dogs. What I got.
It sounds to me like you got a hell of a deal to me.
But you just sell dogs and don't back them up.
I guess.
Well, you got a bunch of bad hounds down there.
Oh, well.
Oh, here's Big talking for a while. That's nice
again. Hello?
I need to speak with Terry.
Who's calling?
I was just talking to him. We must have got disconnected.
Who's calling?
This is Mr. Mercer.
Mr. Mercer.
Yes, sir.
Just a second.
Yep. Mercer.
Hello.
You hang up on me again. I'm just going to give him another reason to whoop your ass when
well,
I get out there.
Why don't you just bring her on
down
here?
How can I find out where the hell you're at?
Well,
how'd I get there? I'm in Shodo right now.
Just come right on up to Shodo, to the highway to Street 419.
Yeah.
Turn left.
Yeah, wait a minute. Let me write this down. Slow down. Turn left on 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just come on down about 150 yards.
I can probably smell them bad dogs from a ways away.
You ought to be able to smell a bunch when you get here. Come on down.
Ain't good for nothing but raising fleas.
I mean, just bring her on down.
Guarantee you. Now, how would I go after I turn left off a highway?
Just come on down just about 150 yards, and you'll see a mobile home.
You got $300 worth of ass I can whoop?
You're going to get $300 worth of ass when you get here.
Well, I guarantee you I'm going to come down there today. And how big a boy are you?
Well, it don't make no difference. Just bring her on down. You're tough as hell on this phone.
Well, I guarantee you so are you. And you're tough as hell when you try to screw somebody out of $300.
I don't even know who I'm talking to.
This is R.D. by God Mercer.
R.D. Mercer?
Yes, sir.
I ain't got no idea who you are.
Well, I'm down here at Shodo. Been down here half my life.
I still don't know who you are.
Well, you're getting ready to find out.
I ain't sold you no bird dog.
You sold a bird dog to the old boy that sold one to me.
Well, what are you getting on to me for?
God, I can't find him. I got your number, though.
Well, what are you calling me eating me out for?
Because you raised the damn dogs and sold him a badden.
I might have, I might not. I don't even know what dog you're talking about.
How about you just give me $300 and I won't whoop your ass?
Hey, buddy, you can't whoop my ass to begin with.
Well, how do you know?
Well, just get it up here and get started.
Well, I guarantee you, how long are you going to be there today?
I'll be right here anytime you just make the time and come bring her on, buddy.
I tell you what, if I can't get out there today and whoop your ass, I may sell this dog.
I'll tell you what you do.
Listen to me.
You make a date and I'll meet you somewhere.
Well, I might be out there this afternoon,
you're
but I tell you what.
I
was going to get ready to maybe sell that dog, and old boy's coming over to look at it. The old boy that cuts my hair, Stevenson.
I know him.
Well, he's getting ready to buy that dog from me.
Well, damn, you sound like a real I hear that, sorry, mother.
Oh, God. Terry, this is Phil and Brim.
I hope you had me on the radio.
God. What are you doing selling them bad hound dogs down there?
Hey, I'll tell you what, I've had a lot of phone calls, but that's the best that I've ever had right there. Hey, you tell old Stevens, as I said, to kiss my damn ass.